Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Happy Sunday, everybody. I hope y'all are doing okay today. I hope everybody had a great weekend, and I hope your week is great and is prosperous, and I hope y'all have a blessed and positive week. Go out there and make that money. Do your thing this week. Y'all already know how it is. This is the Hood Action News. We're your hosts. I am Gigi.
And I'm Nicole.
And we have a guest tonight. We got a good old brother-in-law tonight. Hey, come on, say hey.
Okay.
Usagi, yes, Usagi, she's working now, so she's taking a rest. AE, she's handling some business right now. She will be back. She's handling her business. She's doing okay. All right, so yeah, man, we're gonna talk about the NBA and the playoffs, because child, this is a hot mess. I've never seen the stress that just people are going through, and these players just, and we're going to talk about Ja too, because Lord Jesus, they ain't going to never let this man go. They ain't going to never let it up. But yeah, who wants to start? Go ahead, brother-in-law. Go ahead and start. Come on.
I'm just going to say the Lakers are down 3-0, and Boston might go down 3-0 as well. Yeah, they're doing pretty rough. So it looks like the finals might already almost be determined.
Any team that plays against Denver, 9 times out of 10, is not going to do good. Because there's something about the Denver altitude, and they're too high up in the sky. Right. And LeBron knees can't take that. AD body sure can't take that.
Please. You said his knees can't take it.
LeBron can't jump that high up there in the Denver mountains.
Mm-mm. I'm looking at this Miami Heat score right now. It's 61-46, y'all. And this is just halftime. Wow.
The box score for some of their players are pretty bad. Like, Tatum has scored doesn't look too good right now. He only has, like, 9 points or something.
I bet you he ain't text Kobe this time again. Because, you know, he text Kobe talking about some, this one's for you last year. And what happened?
Mm-mm. Dog. Look, this is let me post this thing about James. Was it, who is this, Jaylen Brown with the ball? Hold on, I got to put this in so you can see.
Oh Lord,
I got to put this so you can see it. Hold on.
Oh Lord. This is why they're gonna trade you, Jaylen.
He has more points than Tatum, though. That's a crazy thing. And then I think the first two games, Tatum has not scored in the fourth quarter for some reason.
He said he was humiliated by Bamba Adebayo Jr. Damn. He said, Jaylen Brown is 2 for 17 from three this series. Oh, this ain't good.
You gotta stop taking them at a certain point if you're not making them.
Grant Williams said that he got curb stomped.
Why is Draymond Green tweeting?
Because why
is he tweeting?
What this nigga just tweet?
Oh my God, bam! !! The scared face. This nigga.
Guess he did something in the game. I just didn't see what it was.
Y'all, they is just, boy, Jaylen Brown is getting roasted on Twitter.
Why did they put that picture of old dude, Derek White?
Derek White?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
So without the headband, though.
He need to wear that headband every day for the rest of his life. I'm sorry. When I first seen him, Derek White, without that headband, I was trying to make no jokes.
You asked me why he wore it, and that's why.
Well, he need to wear a hat, a do-rag every day. Have you seen that man forehead, sis?
Who head? Who forehead?
Derek White, the dude that plays for Boston.
The Lord, look here. You know it's bad when two bald people laughing at you.
Oh, yeah, they were going pretty hard on the NBA, inside the NBA.
No, that was who was it? It was
Chuck and Shaq.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chuck was going in. He was crying laughing at that shit. I mean, look at his head. He got, I don't know, he pushed it too far back. Boy, Celtics is just...
And I'm thinking, I'm like, how old is he? Let me see how old this dude is.
I think that's just genetics for him. I don't think his age matters.
Somebody said, this game is playing without heart or effort. I won't be watching the balance of the game. Best of luck, though. I'm going back to binge watching Downton Abbey. Damn. Damn.
Derek White is 28 years old.
Wow.
Ooh.
With a hairline like that.
Is he a biracial?
Yep.
Okay. Well, there we go.
I would say he's either biracial or light skin, but you got the answer.
People are going to have to start acknowledging Eric Spoelstra as the top coach in the NBA right now. That's what somebody tweeted.
He's really good. He's been coaching the Heat, like when Dwayne Wade was there.
Yeah, since 2001.
He's been there a minute. Went from what?
They need to put some respect on his name. That man was a hard working man.
Mm-hmm.
He started as a hard working video coordinator and then worked his way up.
Oh, Adam Silver's at the game.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Silver, he's at the game.
Oh. I was about to say, what Adam Sandler doing there?
Yeah, he been New York. That's his team up New York.
Oh, well, we know what happened in New York, so they ain't go too far.
Was that the Celtics interim coach?
Yeah, he said, I might have to learn to speak Mandarin. Damn. Is that the coach? They already trying to go to China. These tweets are hilarious. Somebody's like, what am I witnessing? People are crying.
Look what that is sitting here and post it. Why would they sit here and post this video? They said this the Heat to the Celtics right now.
Let me see. Oh my good. The dog.
It's one with a dog fucking a turtle.
The dog.
Doing it right the do-
I'm disgusted by you niggas. Did he really say that shit?
I don't think Adonis Haslam said that. I think somebody made that up.
UD should have stayed for this. He could have got one more ring.
Isn't he? He's still on the team. He's just not playing. This is the last year.
How old is he?
UD like 42.
He's 40 definitely.
Dang, this is Jimmy been doing really good this year though.
Well, they might have a chance at a ring if the Celtics keeps this up.
It's like Bam ain't showing no mercy tonight. None.
They They said they getting that ring. They going to the finals.
He is dunking on everybody. Goodness gracious. It's getting ugly right now. He is just, man.
Larry Bird look like he want to get out there and go get on the court and help the Celtics out.
Why he doesn't run that team? He ran Indiana for a little bit.
They ain't showing no mercy.
Larry, let me put my Converse on real quick.
This is just embarrassing. This is embarrassing. Oh well.
And the Celtics were messed up as soon as they got a new coach anyway.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about, besides like this game going on, what y'all think about
the Lakers?
Not the Lakers, but actually the Lakers, yeah, like they got all them players just to lose again.
Yeah, they were doing good up to a certain
point. To a certain point.
They got past Golden State and all of them.
They tried to rebuild halfway through the season.
They had to though.
And it's just not working.
Like, you're doing all this to get a ring and it's not working. Like, LeBron is, I know he wants to play with his son before he retires, but it's not going to happen. I think he needs to stop. And on top of that, you're doing all this he wants another ring before he retire. Sometimes you just got to bow gracefully, man.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He wants to get the other one. He wants to keep adding on to the legacy.
Well, then he's gonna ruin
his son's career.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody's gonna be like, "Oh, he's a nepo baby. He got into the NBA because his daddy," and they're gonna treat him differently, and that's gonna fuck up his game. And nobody's not gonna, like Nicole said, nobody's not gonna respect him. He wants to be able to get in there by himself and do it by himself, not having his daddy by his hand, his hand. You know what I'm saying? And that's just going to be, it's going to be weird and awkward, you know what I mean? He's going to be like one of them show dads to be there at every game yelling in his man ear, and that's going to fuck up their relationship. So he needs to stop. Like, you can't live your, when he retire, I have a feeling he's going to try to live his career through his sons.
I hope he does.
Yep.
That's not a good idea, and that's going to like fuck up their relationship. Now, LeVar Ball, as crazy as he is, he ain't do that shit. He made, no. That man made a brand. He made a brand, but he ain't do them boys like that.
Mm-mm. LeVar is a father. Right. He said he gonna get his sons to the league and they all gonna be NBA players. Now, 2 out of 3 of them, right, right there. Yeah. Jello in the NBA, he just in the G League. When they give him a chance, they open up a spot on Charlotte or whatever other team that he don't get cut from, after the first official NBA game. But, Jello, he getting there. Lonzo knees, they still fucked up. He got them little Barbie doll knees. Yeah, but, he gonna pull through.
I mean, they're some good players, They just need, they're young. They just need some time. And I think LeBron needs to, you need to chill out. Like, this man literally gonna, make his whole life basketball. And he gonna center around his son. Lord have mercy. Don't let baby girl in the WNBA. Please don't. He gonna try to make her play. And his daughter look like she don't play that with him. She be like, "Fuck you, daddy, and your head and your big ass forehead." I know that's right, girl.
I know she be talking about his ball sweat.
I know she do. I know Savannah be doing like, "I'm just with him with the money, girl."
She got to, because she got 3 kids by him. Mm-hmm. We all know LeBron be messing with the white women.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, hey, they left Bronny prom date out the picture this year.
Show did, because he already knew they was gonna roast that white girl. That the long one right there. They was gonna roast that white girl. Last year, remember that white girl that was in Bronny's prom pictures?
Oh yeah.
And Zuri, she was up there roasting him. Mm-hmm. She ain't like that girl. She was like, mm-mm, I don't like this girl.
Savannah, no, she was wrong for posting that picture. She did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, it came to me. Doc Rivers, y'all. This, you know.
Oh, Lord.
I was talking to brother-in-law about this, and I said, at this point, Doc Rivers needs just to become a sports analyst. Because, look, you may, most guys that retire from the NBA, they want to go straight to coaching. It doesn't always work like that. In my opinion, he should do sports, you know, be a sports analyst and do something like that. You're not cut out to be a coach at all. Like, it's not working. It's just not working. Let's count how many times this man been fired. Okay, what's the first team? He was on with his son.
He
left that team.
I think he left most teams.
No, he got fired. He was there and then he left. Yeah, What's the other team he went to?
He went to
So it was Orlando.
Yeah.
Then the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then the Clippers. Mm-hmm. And then it was Philly.
Yeah. Okay. But that was over 20 something years though? For all those teams together. Yeah, he honestly should have won more with the Celtics. It should have been more than just one ring.
Right. He did good on the Celtics. Maybe the Celtics need to spin a block on him just one more time.
Right.
I don't know.
You said, brother-in-law said, I don't know. Why you say you don't know?
Like, when it comes to, wins, he can get you, postseason or regular season wins, but when it comes to, getting there when it matters, that's the problem. But when it comes to win percentages, he's good on that. I saw a list that had the top 15 or 20 coaches of all time. He was on the list, which I wouldn't put him that high up. I'd probably put him in maybe top 30, but not no top Top 15.
Well, who's your top coaches?
I'd probably put Eric Spoelstra in there, Phil Jackson, and Greg Popovich, and Pat Riley.
You gotta put Greg on there.
Yeah, you got to.
Mm-hmm.
Greg's so damn old.
I like him, though. And I love his interviews because he has a smart mouth. But I love his, and when he does interviews, it's like, man, don't crack a smile for nothing. And he do not like people asking him stupid questions during his interviews because he will look at you and blink and wait for the next question. That's what I like about him when he does interviews. He's funny.
That's where Tim Duncan got it from. Because Tim Duncan still don't talk. Damn, where is Tim? Is Tim still around?
He's on the coaching staff on there. Mm. He's working with on the Spurs still. He grew his hair out too.
He grew his hair out?
Yeah, he has on.
Yeah, Timmy got locks now.
Okay. Good old Tim done. He gonna grow his hair. All right. You know who I like? My old basketball player that I like, good old Grant Hill. I love that man.
Look here. Good old Grant.
I love him, man. Him and his wife.
Grant and that damn hairline.
Grant Hill, his hairline?
Grant and that damn hairline. He's going to always make sure it's fresh. Him and Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose be getting crazy with his hair.
He showed dude.
Fresh cuts.
Did he grow out? Wasn't he growing his hair out at one point?
Not all the way, just kind of like a small taper.
Like a little fro.
Call it, yeah.
What?
My favorite player is Kevin Garnett. I like a little shit talker.
Oh yeah.
But if y'all already have a good idea of who gonna go to the playoffs, to the finals, but who y'all think might win? The Nuggets or is it gonna be the Heat?
I don't know, because the Heat, they've just been playing their ass off.
That can go either way. The Heat's, like, just intensity, and then Denver's offense, that could really go either way. Mm.
It's hard to say. I feel like, you know, I like how the players on the Heat stepped up, especially, you know, now that Tyler's out because he fucked his hand up. They're doing really good. However, Denver is doing exceptionally well, especially Jamal Murray's back his first season after his ACL injury.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Michael Porter is finally playing. And, you know, Jokic, he's being Jokic. But I think what's going to mess them up is constantly Jamal and Jokic are, like, ball handlers. So they're the ones with the ball the most. Mm. And there was a game that had both of them had 81 points combined, and that might mess them up.
Mm. They're going to have to get a game plan together to figure out what they're going to do so they don't mess this up. Because I would like for them to win. I would like for them
to
win.
For who to win?
Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That would be nice. Jimmy finally gets one.
Yeah, Jimmy's a good player, man.
Yeah. People need to put
Jimmy, he deserves, if anybody deserves a championship, it's Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. People need to put more respect.
That man works. That man works. He don't bother nobody. You don't hear about him being in no mess. You know what I'm saying? That man works. That's all he
Jimmy
do.
Was out here scamming people in the bubble. But with the coffee, you didn't hear about the coffee story, did you?
No, what happened?
So they were paying players and money in the bubble. And Jimmy said that, you know, he felt like, what could he do to get paid more? So what he did was he started up this coffee company and he was selling cups for $20. He said at some point you're going to run out of 20s and you're going to have to start using your $100 bills. So he said once that happened, these players just started giving him the hundreds for the coffee. A cup of coffee. A small cup of coffee.
He's still doing the coffee, though.
He's still doing it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jimmy got him a little coffee business.
Okay.
Coffee expensive as hell. But, you know, kudos to him.
Was it Big Face Coffee or something like that he's going with?
I don't know. No, Jimmy Butler. Coffee. No. I think he got a child, too. Yeah, Big Face.
Oh, we was also talking about the other night with the shit with the, with, with Golden State. They're going to end up getting rid of Draymond at this point. I mean, it's going to happen.
I was talking to a patient about that, and I said the moment Draymond hit Jordan in practice.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Is what messed the team up.
Yeah. It's like...
I don't care what...
It wasn't like the morale of the team went down right then.
Not the whole team. Yeah. I think it's just, I don't know. But I feel like Jordan Poole definitely didn't show up in the playoffs as well as he should have.
I feel like that definitely messed with his confidence.
Yeah, because people were going around picking on him and shit, talking about, you know, his morale went down about that, and like, and people was making jokes and shit about it. And then when this nigga had stomped this man in the chest, right? I ain't like that shit. I don't like that shit. And people were like, oh, I would have did the same thing. The fuck that? That's not funny. Because if that man would have went into cardiac arrest, he would have got fucked up.
Everybody's like, oh, Sabonis a dirty player anyway. It don't matter. Draymond is just as dirty as he is. And you saying stepping on people's chest?
Right.
And you can see, if you go back and watch the footage, you can see Sabonis is not trying to sit here and pull his arms around Draymond's head. Leg. He's trying to protect his head. That's what you're seeing when he's throwing his hands up.
Mm-hmm. Like, he... Oh, my God. Draymond is a dangerous player. I'm sorry. He's just reckless. And it's gotten worse. Worse. Like, damn. Like, what is your problem? And then he goes on his fucking podcast and talks shit about it and don't even make it better.
And I feel like a lot of people got on to Dylan Brooks about it. When, I mean, him and Draymond are damn near the same. Dylan's just younger.
Yeah.
So when Draymond talks shit, it's okay. But when Dylan does it, oh, it's an issue, it's a problem. Well, yeah, what he did during the game, during the Lakers, it wasn't right. He should have never sit here and left the arena. He should have did the post-interview.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, Draymond be doing the same thing, but it's okay because Draymond got 4 rings.
That's what I was going to say. Dylan Brooks doesn't have the track record, and Dylan Brooks has been playing pretty, like, terrible this year, so that's what messed up Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks actually played good this year, then he would have been okay. It's just he played terrible this year, and he wasn't even good on defense.
And I think what messed the Memphis Grizzlies up is a lot of their bigs were hurt. Jaren had to sit out, I think, 10 games when the season started. Stephen A. got hurt earlier this year, so he was out for the rest of the season. And then Brandon Clark had to get surgery, so he was out for the rest of the season.
I did notice there was a lot of injuries this year. A lot of injuries.
Good
then
back.
You got coming into the first round of the playoffs. You got all these players are stepping on each other. It's like, what is the issue? What's the problem? And I feel like a lot of the bigs are scared to sit here and actually defend the ball. It's like, forget it. You don't want to contest the shot, but sometimes you're just going to have to.
Jimmy Butler had a crazy shot earlier on Grant Williams when he pointed at him.
Oh, yeah, he was mocking him. Well, he was mocking him, but...
He's proving the point to him.
This has been a crazy playoff season. This has just been crazy. Crazy. I know LeBron's going to be in his feelings yet again about what happened. And, you know, Jack Nicholson came out of his house after 300 years just to see them play. Now he gonna have to go right back in his house again.
Oh, no, not Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. That man is in his 90s. He is a diehard Lakers fan. He goes out to every game. And when Kobe passed away, you know, he was upset about that because, you know, that man is a diehard Lakers fan. Diehard. Just like how Spike Lee is a diehard New York fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt so bad about Atlanta. I don't even know if Trey gonna stay. I hope he do. I mean, the coach is good. He's a good coach.
Yeah, new coach.
Yeah, right, really good coach.
Had to get rid of the other one, even though he wasn't bad. I just think at a certain point, the players just were done with him.
Mm.
So they had to get Quinn Snyder.
Atlanta has very good players. It's just they don't know how to switch players out. And they get so many young guards. And it's like, And the same thing with the Warriors. You get so many good players, but you don't utilize these players.
Right.
And then you want to wait till the last minute, like what happened last season when Steph got hurt and they're throwing Jordan out into the on the floor, and they're like, okay, well, since Steph hurt, you're his backup, so you do whatever you need to make sure that we get to the playoffs or we're still playoff ready. Thankfully, Jordan is a good enough guard that he was able to maintain that record. But still, you got a lot of teams that don't utilize these young guards and they always want to play their vets. It's okay for your vets to not always be starters.
Right. I just hope that next year Atlanta, I know they'll do well. I just hate when they get to a certain point and then they lose. And I know that is.
It was a rough season for them. It wasn't as good as what 2 years ago was. Mm-hmm. Because last year they got bounced at the, was it the play-in or the first round? I can't remember when.
First round.
Yeah, well, I forgot who they played first round. I don't know if it was the Bucks or somebody, but.
It was Miami.
Miami destroyed them because Trae Young couldn't carry that ball up the court by himself. And they pretty much just made it difficult for Trae to do anything. Yeah, it was Miami.
I felt bad for the Bucks, man, because I really thought the Bucks was gonna get it this year. Like Giannis was hurt by that. Giannis was having a tough season. This year,
him and
Chris Middleton was Chris, terrible. And
yeah, him and Chris were so hurt this season. You know, they're playing, they're getting hurt, they're resting, they're playing, they're getting hurt, they're resting.
Yeah, and then Drew Holiday, Jimmy Butler exposed him because Drew Holiday is known for his defense being good, but his defense did not look good against the Heat. He looked terrible, and his offense was really bad too.
He's either a hit or miss. He'll either do really good or he'll just stop doing good.
Yeah, he really missed. He was great when they won that ring the other year, but this year in the playoffs, he was terrible.
I don't know if the NBA, you know, are they involved with mental health with the players? Because this year, I've seen a lot of, like, the mental health in a lot of these players deteriorate slowly. If y'all notice.
I think they're one of the more involved sports compared to other sports. If you look at football then start trying to take it a bit more seriously until that crazy stuff started happening.
Well, the thing with football is the CTE. And they've actually found a way to find out about CTE earlier, because with CTE you only find that out after a person is dead. So right now they actually are trying to figure out how to, you know, detect it beforehand. So that's a little bit different. In NBA, I mean, in any sports with your mental health, you know, it's understandable because you got people rooting for you. You people talking about you during these, like, even on podcasts,
the pressure,
it's a lot. I remember we give Paul George shit, okay? I know a lot of people give him shit, but that man was going through some mental health issues. In the bubble. He even talked about it. The man was going through it.
I think he was one of the first players to speak up about it.
Right. That shit is rough, man. That shit is rough. People just talking about you. Even with Russell Westbrook. Now, I know this nigga. Russell Westbrook is a mess. But, man, like, come on, man. That was just too much. Even his wife was like, y'all gotta chill the fuck out. Because this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You know, Kevin Love talked about some of his stuff he was dealing with when he was up with the Cavs.
I like Kevin Love. My little old white boy. I love him.
We might have an opportunity to get in the ring. This is what the Heat now.
Yeah. This playoffs is crazy. It's crazy. Let me see this score today. They still in halftime or what? Let's see. Let me go to Twitter. Okay. All right, it's up. Oh, my Jesus. It's the third quarter. It's 83-56.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think I'm cutting
it. Go ahead and give it up, Boston.
Oh, my goodness. The Horford timeout celebration is the best. Hold on.
He just looked like he had a timeout, but it technically doesn't count because, of course, you can't call a timeout when the other team has the ball.
This is a mess right now. Oh my goodness. I don't even know what to say.
Blowout.
It's more than a blowout. This is awful.
Well, I'm the Boston fan. I'd be ashamed. I know the Hawks didn't go out good, but dang, they didn't go out like this.
And this nigga Jason Tatum, let me look what this nigga got on. How you gonna show up to the game like this and then lose? Child, please hold on. Ain't no fucking way. Girl,
I be so sick of that man sometimes.
I'm like,
at this point, just put Deuce out there on the floor. Maybe Deuce will probably do something better.
Let's say you might have to show up in all black the next game for the funeral of their season.
It probably so. I guess that's his coming home outfit, what he got on, and then. I'm tired.
He's dressing like he one of the NBA niggas from like he acting like he an NBA nigga, not NBA nigga, one of them 90s R&B niggas.
Damn, Gabe.
I forgot if it was Gabe or somebody else, but there was somebody that that they call Hawk in the NBA. Gabe Benson's been pretty good for him, and he's been coming off the bench.
Bam is destroying them tonight. It's just bad.
Is he dunking on folks?
He's dunking on people. He dunking on people. Oh my goodness.
Gotta love good old Bam. Good old Bam saying this is his redemption season.
Boy, Grant Williams is about to get roasted for the rest of the year. This day is going in on him. Because Grant was out here shooting buckets, man.
He shot buckets last game, but Jimmy was getting even with him.
56 points. Their leading scorers are Jason and Jalen. Jalen with 12 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, no steals, and 6. Phone was side over. FMGs. Jason with 12, 10, and 2 with 2 steals and 5 FMGs. Then Al. How old is fucking Al? Ain't Al like 54?
It's 90s. He's like 97?
He's old.
Al Horford, let me see how old this man is. Because this man.
He's 36.
Wait a minute. He's 36?
Yeah.
I thought he was older than that.
He's an old 36. He's what? Hawks, played for Boston twice. He was with Philly. He was on OKC. Yeah, that's those are the teams he's been on.
It's time for this man to retire immediately.
On the Hawks,
he can. Blake Griffin there, but he ain't playing then, so. But we know how that goes.
That ain't the same Blake Griffin we knew.
Blake Griffin, I don't know. He just was silently added to the team.
Oh, Jesus. I forgot Blake Griffin existed. I think he needs to bow gracefully, too. Because Blake Griffin is just accident prone.
Those injuries messed him up.
Yes.
He used to be dunking on folks when he was with the Clippers. Then once he went to Detroit, his career became not the same as it was before.
Then biracial knees was messing up.
Biracial.
And then he was fucking around with Kendall. It was Kendall or Kylie he was fucking with?
Kendall.
Yep, there you go. That's what fucked him up right there.
Is that the same one?
He left his wife who had his child.
Is that the same one that, what's his name on Phoenix? Devin Booker was with at some point?
Yep. Okay, so this is her rundown for everybody she's been with. Hold on. I sent the TikTok. I forgot. Hold on, let me find a picture. Memphis. Okay, so she was with D'Angelo Russell, Jordan Clarkson, Ben Simmons, Kyle Kuzma, Blake Griffin, Devin Booker. So basically, Kendall has her own little star, all-star team.
Dang!
Was someone else that was with Chris Humphries? It wasn't her? That's somebody else in the family, I'm guessing.
She dated Chris. Okay, what Kim married Chris, right?
Oh, Kim was with Chris Humphries.
Yeah, she married him
for like 90 days.
Jeez. And she embarrassed him. I ain't like that. It was awful. And he even said that she embarrassed him, and she said all that shit about him. I'm like, bitch, you married a nigga for like 90 days, and then you got an annulment.
Damn, him dirty.
Like, girl, stop.
I'm sorry, I was just never get with a Kardashian. I feel so bad for Victor Oladipo because he's a very good player. He's injury prone.
Yep. Was it MCL on his knee this year? Yep. At least he's on a very winning team. He has an opportunity to go to the finals. You just have to. I don't know how they're going to match up against Denver, because the only drawback they're going to have is Denver is going to be way bigger than them.
Denver has a bunch of big men, but half of Denver's big men, I think they don't want to be big men. I think they want to be guards. And that's the problem with the NBA today. A lot of these bigs want to be guards. Carl Anthony Towns, I'm talking about you. He pisses me off. See, that's why Minnesota can never get as far as they want to.
Y'all think Bron's still gonna stay with the Lakers?
Probably long enough until his son gets in the league, and then I think he'll do a year on whatever team he goes to.
What is the Lakers' 2025 draft pick like?
I don't know. They trade a lot of that away. I don't know what's the. Because I think they get, I don't know if it was Anthony Davis or what trade it was, but they, in order to get some of the stuff they got, they traded away a chunk of their stuff. It's not as bad as what the Clippers did, but I don't think they have.
So the Pelicans have the right to swap picks because they traded Anthony Davis in 2019. But the Lakers own was it, second round? Do they have a second round pick? No, that's 2023. Oh, Lord.
So, some time, I'm guessing.
Okay, so the Pelicans do own the first round pick. There's something about the trade with Anthony Davis.
Mm.
So, Lakers have a first round pick for 2026 and a second round pick, and then so on and so forth for the next round picks.
Okay, it's not as bad as what the Clippers did. The Clippers traded so many of theirs.
The Clippers are going to always be the Clippers.
Yep.
Like that girl says, they had somebody that revealed that the Clippers are just their own laughing stock team. Nobody really cares about what happens on the team.
I mean, it's the truth, though.
Yeah, injuries are what got them this year. Because both, what was it, Paul George and Kawhi.
Well, Kawhi has seen too much in his life. I feel bad for him.
I like Kawhi. I like him. He's funny. You know, he's just, you know.
He's a fun guy.
I like him, man. And he just looked like he was just tired this year. He was exhausted. A lot of these players looked exhausted this year. I don't know what's going on. They looked exhausted this year. They looked very exhausted. And I'm going to let the podcast keep going. It's going to go off anyway. I want to talk about Ja. You know.
Oh, Lord. Demetrius.
I don't know. I at this point, I don't know, man. I feel bad for a man, but I don't, because I'm just like, what would make you do some
second time?
A second.